let's sort of look at the various, the three kinds of skulls. There's the ancient skulls, the old skulls, and the modern skulls that are being made today.
Right.
Let's spend just a little time with each of them. Now, the ancient skulls, such as the Mitchell Hedges skull, and I want to tell the story about Mitchell Hedges and as we move along, but let's just explain what these three are. The ancient crystal skulls, many of them were found in Mesoamerica, next to Chichen Itza, you know, all the various pyramids there. And you say that they probably weren't made by the indigenous peoples. They go so far back, we don't even know. They go into antiquity.
Yes.
But they've been found. And what delineates an ancient skull?
Okay, with the ancient crystal skulls, and these definitions for the three skulls you're talking about were originally created by the Crystal Skull Society, which is in California. That was headed by the co-author of my first book, F.R. Nick Nasserino. And they came up with these definitions just to try to explain the differences between the skulls. So for the ancient ones, the definition is, it is a skull that was created by some means, maybe we know, maybe we don't know, that was done from about 2,000 years ago till 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, 100,000. Now, the problem in being able to classify the skulls is there is no known way that we have, no known technique that can tell us exactly when was a crystal fashioned into the shape that it's in. So when we give
you mean we can't date it in any way? Like carbon dating?
Carbon-14 dating, which is the key dating system that's used when an archaeologist goes into a site, is based on an organic substance. Quartz crystal is an inorganic substance. So the next thing that has been used, which of course is very valid, like the modern carvers today, they're making skulls. You can actually find, if you have a high-powered microscope, tool marks from the tools that are used to make the crystal skulls today, because the carvers are using these diamond-tipped tools and machines.
That's today's skulls.
Yes, but on the ancient ones, there are no such marks. But could they have been done by some process completely by hand? This is one of the theories, of course.
Well, there still would be tool marks, wouldn't there?
No, not if it's done by hand. There would not be tool marks, because they would know, they have systems of polishing the crystal, so you're not going to see the marks left by the tools. Hmm. Hair and sand, for example, is something that has been discussed as how they were made. But the only way that we've been able to say perhaps this skull is ancient, or we feel this skull is ancient, is either we look at what are the legends told by the people who have the skull, like the indigenous people. We have sensitives or psychic people that will sit with the crystal skulls. Or it appears, and this is just in general, this is not true 100% of the time, because the newer skulls are duplicating all of the things that the older ones are doing now. And that's what's making our research very fascinating, is there is a tremendous amount of energy that is around these ancient skulls. And we believe that because we believe that some of the cultures or civilizations that may have been responsible for making them were very, very advanced. So this concept that people have that we are the most advanced civilization that's ever existed on the planet Earth, and I'm sure there's many other speakers who've come on this radio show who have probably said that that's not true. The crystal skulls, I think, is a tangible physical evidence, especially the ancient ones, that there have existed cultures far superior to where we are now.
Joshua, I know that the Morton Thomas book, The Mysteries of the Crystal Skulls, spent a lot of time on the Mitchell Hedges skull, so I don't want to spend a lot of time with it, but there are plenty of people who have never read that book and who haven't haven't an idea at all what the Mitchell Hedges skull is and why it's so important. Now, there are skulls in the British Museum, in museums in France and around the world, but the Mitchell Hedges skull is the single most important skull. Why?
Well, for Daisy and I, of course, we would say every crystal skull is important, but let's say this is a major crystal skull. Let us say this is the first crystal skull that appeared that really caught and captivated people. And the reason for that was very simply because it is an almost exact duplicate of our own human skull. It is very detailed. It had been taken to Hewlett-Packard for research by Frank Dorlin, and the researchers there said it would take 300 man years to create something like this. Basically, the story of how the skull came out was Mitchell Hedges, Mr. Mitchell Hedges, F.A. Mitchell Hedges, was kind of an Indiana Jones type person in the early 1920s and 30s. And he believed very strongly that in Central America he would find evidence of the lost Atlantis. He received permission from the British government, I don't remember for how many years, that he could explore in British Honduras, which is now the country of Belize. But what he had to do is any artifacts that he found in the exploration, he had to give either to the British Museum in London or to the American Native Museum in New York. So he made this agreement. So anyway, his adopted daughter, Anna Mitchell Hedges, had just joined them at the end of 1923. She was very, very curious to see this Mayan ruin they had discovered, which is called Lubitan. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but in Mayan it means City of Fallen Stones. And she went to the top of a pyramid one day. And she says this was on her 17th birthday, January 1st, 1924. On her way down, she saw something reflecting sunlight from inside of the pyramid. She got her father, they got together the local Mayan natives, they start lifting heavy stone to see what was inside of the pyramid. They opened up a hole big enough, they lowered her down. She went to where the light was, she had, there was an object there, she put it into her sweater, they lowered her up, and up came the top part of the skull, or the cranium. The Mitchell Hedges skull is a two-piece crystal skull. The lower jaw is separate from the top part. About 6 weeks later, in an altar area close by to this place, they discovered the lower jaw. When the crystal skull came out, the local Mayan natives literally went crazy. They start laughing, kissing the ground, crying. So Mitchell Hedges did not have the heart to keep the sacred tool from them.